Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, in The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. And as always, we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories that you would like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you just have some topic in the news that you'd like to discuss, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We're going to talk to Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, PharmD, Doctor of Pharmacy. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about ivermectin. And what is ivermectin exactly? Is it helpful? Is it not helpful? Is it a horse dewormer? Is it something that you can use for treating viral infections? Joe Rogan made some news about a month ago, maybe. The liberal press went to town on Joe Rogan and ivermectin. They still are going crazy about ivermectin, even though it has a long, long history of safety. We'll talk about ivermectin with Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, PharmD, at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. You can also click on the Join the Team link. If you want to start a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to start a home-based business, you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement field, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a person, a real live person, you can also order products by calling 866-735-2470. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We will get to your calls in our next segment, if we have calls, and we will also talk to Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani about ivermectin at the bottom of the hour. We want to continue talking about the skin. We'll be talking about this. We have talked about the skin for a few weeks now. We'll continue talking about it. My favorite organ, and very likely yours as well. At least it's the organ that gets the most attention, for most people anyway. We don't really think about the skin, though, unless we have something wrong with the skin. We never really pay attention to the skin until that first wrinkle shows up, or we get keloids or pimples or rashes or eczema. Other than that, we don't even pay any attention to it. We certainly don't think of it like an organ, and we certainly don't treat it like an organ, at least in terms of our health. One of the most important things you could do for taking care of your skin is make sure you're eating correctly. This should come as no surprise if you're listening to this program. Making sure you're eating correctly and nutriating correctly is always the most important thing for your body, not just for your skin. All the news today about viruses and vaccines and various drugs that you can take, and nobody's focusing on the fact that we're still eating the most disgusting food in the history of mankind. The lines at McDonald's have gotten no shorter, and nobody is talking about banning Coca-Cola. The link between food and the way our skin shows up and the link between food and the way our bodies show up is incontrovertible. There is no way you can reasonably dismiss the link between not only malnutrition, but poor nutrition, toxicity in foods, and our absolutely pathetic health status as a culture. It's not about viruses. It's not about infections. It's about how we take care of ourselves. And nothing shows, no part of the body manifests or shows nutritional deficiency or nutritional toxicity faster than the skin, because the skin is constantly turning over. No other part of the body turns over faster than the skin. The skin that we see on the surface, the stuff on the surface, began its life 4 to 8 weeks ago at the bottom. Not the very, very bottom, but the first bottom. There's two bottoms to the skin. There's two main layers to the skin, and the bottom of the first layer is called the epidermis, and cells are born at that bottom layer. And then they rise to the top. This movement from the bottom to the top is extremely important if you're going to understand how to have beautiful skin, if you're going to understand how to have youthful skin, if you're going to understand how to address skin problems. We talked about skin cancer last week. Skin cancer occurs at the bottom layers because that's where the living cells are. As cells rise from the bottom to the top, they become less living. In fact, they're dead at the very top. How ironic is it that when we want to treat our skin, we treat our dead skin cells? That's the craziest thing about the skincare business to me, is that for the most part, most of the products that we put on our skin treat dead skin cells. They don't do anything for the livingness of the skin, because the livingness of the skin, that is the cells of the skin, don't really need a lot of stuff. They need some vitamins. And there are certainly vitamins that you could put on the surface of the skin that will nourish and address the health of the skin cells at the bottom, most especially vitamin C and vitamin A. That's why those are the two most important ingredients for your skin, vitamin C and vitamin A. Minerals are also important, plant-derived minerals, ionic minerals. Those are the three most important nutritional ingredients for the skin, ionic minerals, vitamin C, and vitamin A. That's what my True Treatments are all about. That's the secret to True Treatments, vitamin C, vitamin A, and ionic minerals. The big problem with the skin, there's a lot of problems with the skin, but one of the biggest problems with the skin is skin cancer. Well, guess what? Skin cancer isn't something that should not occur, because the skin is protected from cancer by molecules. And sun damage should not occur either, because the skin is protected from the sun by molecules. Now, most of us know about melanin, pigment, and most of us know that tanning is the main mechanism that biology uses to protect the skin, as well as the tissues underneath it. And by the way, a tan is not damaged skin. You hear that, people say that sometimes. I even hear skincare professionals say, tan is damaged skin. Tan is a sign of damaged skin. No, it's not. Tan is a protective response. However, as important as tanning is, as important as melanin is, as important as pigment is, there are other cutaneous skin mechanisms that defend the skin from the UV radiation of the sun. The sun is energy, and energy can trigger carcinogenesis, cancer. That is true. However, the skin is, we as human beings evolved in the sun. We grew up in Africa. So over the course of evolution, millions of years of evolution, the skin developed mechanisms to protect itself from the sun. There are molecules that are produced by skin cells as they move from the bottom to the top. As these molecules move from the bottom to the top, there are molecules that are emitted or released out of these cells, and some of these molecules are sunscreens or sun protective. One of them is called urocanic acid, U-R-O-C-A-N-I-C. Urocanic acid is actually dumped out. But this is the most amazing thing to me. As a cell is rising from the top, it's dumping out sun protection factors. How cool is that? As the cell is rising from the bottom to the top, from the bottom of the epidermis to the stratum corneum, to the dead cells, the dead layer on the surface, it's dumping out sun-protective molecules. And these sun-protective molecules are stored in the dead cells. And when the sun hits these dead cells, the sun-protective molecules protect the skin. Under ordinary healthy circumstances, there's no need for a sunscreen. Under ordinary healthy circumstances, that is. Which are not so ordinary, unfortunately. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-36-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Dr. Sal at the bottom of the hour.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to talk to Dr. Sal Giorgiani at the bottom of the hour, PharmD, Doctor of Pharmacy, about ivermectin. We'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010.
I want to just say a few more things about uricanic acid. We'll continue talking about this tomorrow. Uricanic acid is not a very well-known substance, but it's a very important substance for the skin. The skin cells make the stuff. It's stored in the surface of the skin, and it is a derivative of one of the amino acids you do not hear a lot about. This is an amino acid called histidine. Many people are deficient in histidine. If you're deficient in histidine, even if you're just slightly deficient in histidine, you may not make enough uricanic acid. If you're not making enough uricanic acid, your skin may be more sensitive to the sun. And this is just a classic example of the relationship between our foods and our diet, the things we're putting into our bodies via food, and the things we're not putting into our bodies, and the impact all of that has on the skin. You always hear about, got to wear sunscreens, got to wear sunblocks, got to have sun protection, but nobody's talking about histidine. Nobody's talking about uricanic acid. Nobody's talking about the natural ways the skin is supposed to protect itself from the sun. And by the way, histidine deficiency is not all that uncommon. And histidine, and that's not histamine, histidine, H-I-S-T-I-D-I-N-E. Most people have not heard of this stuff, which is unfortunate, because histidine actually has some really interesting biological functions and can be used as a nutritional supplement for things like metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. It's been used to treat certain autoimmune issues. It's an antioxidant. It helps chelate metals, heavy metals, and it acts as a buffer. It's got a lot of really interesting properties if you're not eating a lot of high-protein foods, because histidine, D-I-N-E, is found in high-protein foods, meat, fish, dairy, beans if you're a vegetarian, whole grains if you're a vegetarian, turkey, poultry. These are good sources of histidine. And if you don't know about it, you're probably not going to be paying much attention to it. And that's unfortunate, because histidine is turned into the body's or the skin's natural sun protection sunscreen. Natural sunscreen. Uricanic acid. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow as we continue talking about the skin on the bright side. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Don in Georgia. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Ben. I called you last week about getting that hit on the head with the hood of my car.
Yeah.
So that hit turned into a very stressful event, which triggered my first case of shingles.
Oh, no. Not good. Yeah. How old are you, Don? Can I ask you?
Is 54.
You're too young for that. Shingles is not, that's a sign that the immune system is suppressed. It could be duress. It could be stress. Can definitely do it. That's something you want to really pay attention to. Shingles should not happen. It's a viral infection. It's a opportunistic viral infection. In fact, viruses tend to be opportunistic, meaning they wait for the body to be weak and then they attack. There's a lesson here for the numbskulls out there who think that we need to be medicalized to protect ourselves from viruses. It's important to recognize that viral infections are opportunistic. That means they wait for the body to be weak, and they attack weaknesses. So, Don, you got to strengthen your body. It's the first thing to do. The most important thing when you're dealing with once you have it, you want to get rid of it quickly, zinc and selenium. In fact, all of the nutrients that you're hearing about for the current viral infection, if you know what I'm talking about, can't say it because of the sensors. All the nutrients like quercetin and zinc and vitamin D and melatonin and vitamin C, of course, all those nutrients are going to help you with shingles. Selenium, they're not talking about selenium, but selenium is very antiviral. N-acetylcysteine, if you can find it, that can help you too. Strengthen the body's immune system. All those nutrients that build the immune system are going to be very helpful for dealing with viral infections. Shingles is a viral infection like any other viral infection. If you have any digestive problems, of course, that's going to put an added load on the immune system, so you want to work there as well. Topically, there's not much you could do, but you might want to consider getting some topical zinc. Either have a pharmacist make it. I'm not sure if there's any top brands of topical zinc that I can think of, or you can make your own topical zinc. In fact, you can make your own topical zinc, topical selenium, and N-acetylcysteine. Just buy three of them, in capsule, and then break open the capsule and put it into a cream. And you can also, this is kind of interesting, you can also use Head & Shoulders shampoo or Selsun Blue shampoo, or both, and mix them up and apply those topically. Both of those contain zinc is in Head & Shoulders, and selenium is in Selsun Blue. And both of those work topically, obviously, because they're shampoos, and they may help you, too, if you just apply it on there. And also, this is kind of interesting, red algae. If you can find some red algae, that has some really interesting antiviral properties. So does brown algae. In fact, all algaes do, but red and brown algae contains antiviral compounds that you can mix in there too. So make your own antiviral shingles cream with red algae or brown algae, and then zinc from Head and Shoulders, selenium from Selsun Blue, and then break open some N-acetylcysteine and just keep dabbing that on there. Maybe mix it all into some alcohol rather than cream, and the alcohol will help dry the shingles. It's unfortunate. Where's the shingles? Did you say on the top of your head where you got hit?
It's in my ear, left ear, and the left side of my head.
In the ear?
The opposite side of where I got hit.
Oh, it's on the opposite side. Well, that's interesting. Is it in the ear?
Yeah. When the doctor looked in, it wasn't in the inner ear. It was on the outer ear.
Okay, that's good.
Bottom of my head.
Yeah, then you might have a hard time applying stuff topically. But if you can do topical, that'll help. But make sure you're taking all that stuff internally.
Cool.
All right? Thank you, Don.
Foods definitely with those same elements, right?
Absolutely nothing pro-inflammatory. Sugar, anything that triggers an immune response to the digestive system that causes bloating or gas, or if you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, really focus on eliminating problem foods because that just adds to the immune system load. And then high doses of vitamin C are always great.
Okay.
All right, my man. Be good.
Thank you. Take care.
Good luck with that. All right, let's go to Coach Cosmo, man. What's up, Coach? You're becoming a regular here.
What's happening? Yeah, man, got to tap your resources, the expertise, because you are amazing.
I know we got
a little bit of time. Oh, we love you, bro.
Oh, so, thank you.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Yeah.
You know I'm living here.
Yeah.
These bugs, bro, are insanely vicious.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like, I've never, ever seen the bite. Like my shoulders, my calves, they swell up.
Oh,
I don't think they're mosquitoes, but either way,
here's a tip for you, okay? Bugs, especially mosquitoes, hate thiamine. Thiamine is vitamin B1. So what you could do is you could take thiamine supplements and take high doses of them. They're water soluble, so you can't really overdose. Or just take a B complex that has thiamine in it. And then make a thiamine cream. Now you got to make it fresh because thiamine breaks down and it'll start to stink. So you got to make it fresh. Make a thiamine cream fresh. Get yourself some thiamine. You can order it online, powder, or you can just crush up a thiamine capsule or a pill, or open up a thiamine capsule, put it into cream, and apply it all over your body. They hate thiamine. If worse comes to worse, mosquitoes hate Vaseline. So if you're ever camping, Vaseline's kind of gooky and it's not really comfortable to wear. But if you're camping and you have no choice, covering your body with Vaseline, a layer of Vaseline, that can help protect you against bugs too. But if you just eat thiamine or put thiamine on your skin, the thiamine will come out in the sweat when you sweat, and it will also, if you use it topically, it'll kind of repel the mosquitoes. They hate thiamine.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I love it. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care, Coach Cosmo. Good to talk to you. All right. That is it for this segment. We've got Dr. Sal Giorgiani coming up next. We're going to talk about ivermectin. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? Right now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We are working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed 7 children and 3 civilian adults were killed. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed to deliver, to protect America, and killed civilians. This is just another piece of an evacuation that was driven by politics and not putting America first and America's national security.
It was the island's first volcanic eruption in 50 years. A volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma caused thousands to evacuate the area. No injuries were reported at this time. The island is one of Spain's Canary Islands, located off the coast of Africa. About 85,000 residents live on the island. Authorities plan to evacuate 5,000 to 10,000 people living in the area because of ash and lava from the eruption posed a threat to their safety. The blast happened on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 11 years of daily archived information in the search box. If you miss a program or want to review a topic, you can use the search box at brightsideben.com. You can also order longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can click on the Join the Team link and start a longevity business and be your own boss, work out of your home. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to enter into the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business for very little cost. We can help you build your business. You can call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news posts, news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical and post-trauma scarring, as well as healing acne and eczema and dermatitises and various skin conditions, or just for treating dry skin and aging skin. If you're interested in checking out our True Skin Health products, they're all available at TrueTreatments.com. TrueTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check out our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReview.com, or order products at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest today. He's a pharmacist, a PharmD, actually, doctor of pharmacy, and been a practicing clinical pharmacist for over 40 years. He's an advocate, as I am as a pharmacist, for better health services and resources to enhance the health of especially boys and men. He's held faculty appointments at Columbia University and Belmont University. He's authored over 70 peer-reviewed and general media articles. We're going to talk to Dr. Salvatore J. Giorgiani about ivermectin. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Sal. Good morning, Dr. Sal.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Good to talk to you. Today we're going to talk about ivermectin, the famous horse dewormer that Rachel Maddow talks about all the time, how crazy we got to be to use it. Tell us a little bit about this this really miracle substance with the incredible safety profile as well as multifunctional uses.
Yeah, ivermectin, you're right. It was originally developed as an antiparasitic for worm infection. But as with so many other medications, as you know, there are multiple uses for them, including what we know as off-label use. That is to say that a use of a medicine that has not been submitted to Food and Drug Administration in the United States for approval of a use. But there's still plenty of scientific evidence in the literature that points to the utility and safety of a particular product. We use medicines off-label all the time, as you know, Ben, and maybe some of your listeners have already experienced. And it's not anything unusual in healthcare practice. Ivermectin data, I will say, though, my bias is that ivermectin data is equivocal. We see almost as many studies showing it has an effect as we do studies and reports and observations that it has a minimal effect or no effect in treating COVID. Same for hydroxychloroquine. The data is equivocal. So where I generally come down on use of these medicines is that if someone in my family ended up with COVID or was referring to a patient, I'd say, well, you know, we have things like monoclonal antibodies, which are very effective, almost 90%, very safe, except some systemic reactions. And if I were going to decide on whether I would look for a treatment that's 50-50 or a treatment that's 90-10 and very safe, I'd go for the 90-10. So while some people in consultation with their health care providers may decide that ivermectin is something useful for them, I'd also ask them to consider and look at monoclonal antibodies as an alternative. This is particularly important for folks who have made a decision not to be vaccinated.
How about the cost of ivermectin compared to monoclonal antibodies?
Well, right now the monoclonal antibodies are under emergency use authorization, so I think the cost is either nominal or minimal, except for the hospitalization if you need it. And thank goodness, while there are some things I don't agree with, in terms of the federalized approach to healthcare, I do think that one of the things that is being done now is very important is that they are picking up the tab for medications to treat COVID. Insurance companies should be covering this. It all depends on the plan. But there is one other thing about the cost. Certainly for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, they are very inexpensive. And I have used hydroxychloroquine when we traveled through the Amazon as a preventative after I got smallpox vaccine, yellow fever vaccine, we took it just as a prophylactic, a preventative, and it's very inexpensive. But the problem is, unfortunately, we see the heavy hand of government regulation interfering in the practice of medicine, pharmacy, and other professions in ways that I've never seen, and you probably haven't either, in all my 40-plus years of practicing and teaching. So in some states, unfortunately, pharmacists, the boards of pharmacy and boards of medicine, which are the professional organizations that control the practice of a health profession within a state, and they have that authority, have decided that patients shouldn't be getting hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin for prevention or management of COVID. So pharmacists are, in some places, prohibited from dispensing it to patients where there is a reasonable knowledge that it's going to be used for COVID. And in some places, they've got to report to providers that the people are doing the prescribing.
Right.
This is a very, very dangerous trend in healthcare.
There's also a demonization of the drug that's going on, and not just by government, by the media as well. What do you think that's about?
I think it is very ill-informed. I think it is very, very damaging. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, sure, they have side effects, but so does Zantac, so does Viagra,
right.
So does penicillin, everything. If they were side effect free, they probably wouldn't be on prescription, and even non-prescription medications have side effects. Look at the side effect profile of Tylenol.
Right.
It could be very dangerous to your kidney.
Right. That's the nature of drugs.
Right. The nature of medicine, exactly.
Right.
That's why pharmacists and physicians and nurses are so important.
So
we really need to drop back to the way healthcare was practiced 2 years ago, in the old days, I call it, where a patient would talk to a physician, a pharmacist, a nurse practitioner, someone in their community who they know, who knows their circumstances, who knows the community needs, and can have a dialogue about what to be treated. It should not be in the hands of news reporters, governors, and senators.
Right, politicians. 100% agree with you. Where do you practice, by the way?
I am in Florida, on the Space Coast of Florida. So I limit my. I had been working in compounding pharmacies. I actually used to teach compounding back when in the 1970s and 80s. And I worked in hospitals, worked on military bases, and now I just do consulting work.
Okay, so when we come back from break, I want to talk to you a little bit about prophylaxis, and then if you have any ideas about nutritional supplementation, I'll talk about that as well. We've got Dr. Sal Giorgiani is with us, compounding pharmacist in PharmD. More with Dr. Sal on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani. Dr. Sal is a PharmD, a doctor of pharmacy. He's been practicing for over 40 years. Dr. Sal, what do you think about prophylaxis with ivermectin?
It's controversial. I don't think, unless you have some significant healthcare issues, I don't necessarily think it's what you should be using. I firmly believe in vaccines. I think that vaccinations are proven preventative strategies. You can still have breakthroughs. And every day we hear about somebody who has a breakthrough after being vaccinated with COVID. But I do think if you want to use ivermectin, you should have a discussion with a physician, a pharmacist, a nurse, nurse practitioner in your area to make sure that you will get some benefit from it and not have side effects. So I think preventative strategies are very important in COVID, with vaccination still being at the top of the preferred tier.
No concern about genetics and the RNA and the genetic component of the vaccine?
No. You know, the mRNA technology has been studied since 2012. It's not, while it might be considered, while it might have been considered new in the end of 2019 and the early stages of 2020, in 2021, we've had hundreds of millions of individuals vaccinated with mRNA multiple times. And there are many millions of people in the United States who, I think, jumped the gun a little bit on the third dose. We can talk about boosters if you like. So I think, you know, it's not an unproven technology. We have more scrutiny of the mRNA technology and vaccines for COVID than we've had on virtually any other vaccine that I know of, certainly much higher than Shingrix, or which is for shingles, or any of the vaccines used for, you know, anything else, although albeit they're new, different technologies. But this has been very, very carefully scrutinized by multiple regulatory authorities around the world, by multiple scientists of all different stripes throughout the world. And we have huge database of hundreds of millions of exposure. And some of these individuals who are in the clinical trials early on, Ben, 30 to 40,000 of them in each of the types of medicines for well over 2 years. So I think that these are proven safe and effective technologies.
And how about for long term? Do you have, I mean, how do we know something's not going to happen 5, 10 years, considering that there's a genetic component?
Well, we don't, but I think.
Hello? Dr. Sal? Right. I'm sorry, I lost you. Say that again. I lost you there.
Well, we don't know scientifically. We do not know the long-term impact of COVID vaccines 10 years out, 5 years out. We don't know that. We do have 2 years' worth of data in about 60,000 individuals or 70,000 individuals who are in the clinical trials. And I must say, and you know very well, that for the average vaccine, the development, the number of individuals in the clinical trials, numbers around 3,000 to 5,000, and 5,000 is a lot. So it usually runs around 3,000 individuals. And we have, so there's a history of how acutely administered medicines like vaccines are expected to behave. And if you understand the interface between mRNA and DNA, which is very complicated, I will admit.
It goes both ways, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't necessarily just go one way.
Yeah, messenger RNA, you're not going to have messenger RNA completely destroying DNA or changing DNA. It just doesn't work that way. These are very specific codes to produce very specific types of antibodies. They're not codes that would allow the DNA to, say, make aberrant brain cells or unusual kidney cells or unusual.
Do we know that for sure? Is that a sure thing, or is that just the theory?
I am convinced that that is more than theory. Of course, people will disagree because, as you know, one of the great things about science is that I always tell my students, when you get your doctorate, you join the greatest debating club in the world, and
that's great.
You've earned the right for people to tell you you have absolutely no understanding of what you're talking about, madam. But I am satisfied in my own review of all of this and reading about it very, very carefully, and talking to many individuals, not at FDA, but, you know, in clinical research labs, not even in pharma, but in universities, that this is not a process that's going to dramatically alter DNA or even alter it a little bit. We do have to wait for 5 years, but if you look at the pharmacologic history of all vaccines, the amount of evidence we have from the 60,000 or so clinical trials with the two mRNA vaccines, they are very safe, and they are not going to create terrible mutations.
What's your take on nutritional supplementation, or do you have one?
I think it's important.
For viruses, for this viral infection, and also to mitigate some of the potential toxicity from a vaccine. What's your take on what supplements?
Well, certainly vitamin D, I think, has a very important role to play in immunology. If you look at, again, it's trend data, and the scientists are very, very busy people these days, and there's only so much work that they can do, only so much work that can be funded, and unfortunately, the use of nutritionals is an underfunded, understudied area in general. But there's a fairly apparent pattern in the literature that shows that vitamin D is a very important component to managing COVID as both a preventative to help build up immunologic competence, and also I am a strong proponent for the use of zinc lozenges and zinc tablets for this, which helps prevent the viruses from doing what they love to do, which is get into cells and replicate in the cells. Overall nutrition is extremely important. We know for a fact that individuals who have comorbid conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity, which are fundamentally problems with appropriate and correct nutrition, when you say in lifestyle problems, they are at much higher risk of getting severe COVID infections and doing poorly when they are hospitalized. So it's as it is with most situations, Ben. If you have good plasma, if you have a better ability to fight off whatever infection that may come your way. So I'm a strong proponent of good nutrition.
All right. So we got about a minute and a half left here. Tell us a little bit about the Men's Health Network.
Well, Men's Health Network, and I'm senior science advisor to this group, has been around for 27 years. It's a not-for-profit organization. And what we do is we are not a membership organization. We are a network organization. There are a couple of chapters throughout the United States. But we provide education, advocacy, and information about the health and welfare of men, boys, and their families. And we look to present educational information when we get back to a time when we can actually do it live in places where men and boys live, work, play, and pray. We have a tremendous amount of information about the health of boys and men, who, by the way, are 58% of the deaths with COVID occur in boys and men because we're much more susceptible to the onslaughts and ravages of COVID. We have an awful lot of information on our website, www.menshealthnetwork.org, and it's free information on all the conditions that adversely affect boys and men.
Why men as opposed to women? Why do you focus on men?
Well, it's our focus. It's what we advocate for. It's not an exclusion of women. We certainly believe women are important partners with guys in treating health, and guys are important partners with women in being caregivers to them when they have medical conditions. So the Men's Health Network was established with a specific on the focus on boys and men because the needs of boys and men, the way they want to accept health care is different than it is for women. It makes sense. You know, guys have messaging structures that even express things about depression and anxiety differently than women. So we need to educate folks about what men and boys prefer to get them to better health care.
Dr. Sal, thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. Can I get you to hang on after we say goodbye? I want to talk
Absolutely.
To you real quick. Thanks, Dr. Sal.
Sure.
Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, PharmD, Senior Science Advisor to the Men's Health Network. That's menshealthnetwork.org, menshealthnetwork.org. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.